basically, I feel like we're at that 20-year cycle moment, so we're back to the beginning. And I think with the whole new generation, a lot of the promoters and a lot of people out there was requesting for us to come together and perform together, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like you said, we do have our separate things going on, but there's something special about us playing together, you know what I mean? And people like to see us playing together because they're gonna get a lot of different things, a lot of different elements, a lot of to the whole break beats, you know. And at the same time, there was just this series called The Ultimate Breaks and Beats that came out, so that was just like a history lesson in itself, you know. And that was the beginning stages of it, you know. That was like 1985.
Experience what we experience.
I ain't someone, I don't care. I'll tell you things and how things were done and so on and so forth, because, you know, it's all upon the person who's gonna create it and put it together. Everybody thinks different. We could all have the same gear. We're gonna make three different records if it's us the three in the same room with the same equipment. It's just basically what goes on. So I'm not really scared about telling people, you know, ideas or how things were done, because you're gonna do it differently, you know. Everybody wanted a dub. I'm like, no, but you're not worthy of a dub, 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 dub.
As I turn towards you, pondering your grace, from the hills to the city, in a silent way. And I know I'll leave here, maybe someday soon. Walk the streets till morning, I'll remember you. I'll remember you.
those who are my enemies in order for God to give me victory over them.